Greetings everyone, Idolist One here. Happy belated Mother's Day, happy Monday. Hope everyone is okay, hope everyone is alright. Want to touch base with you today because it's been a while since I've made any recordings. And wanted everyone to know that I'm okay and we're alright. We're just here doing some live stream management for social media. And if you didn't know that live streaming and social media is a lot of work, right? It is a lot of work with just production, editing, social engine optimization, or search engine optimization. It is a lot of work. And a lot of time putting content together is not easy. As you have seen in previous videos, I've been doing a lot of silent streams, right? Because just to find content is not as easy as it may seem, you know? People make content about everything. Some of us who do content, we are trying to develop our craft. And developing the craft, you know, it takes a lot out of you. It takes skill, it takes motivation, inspiration, it takes revelation, it takes communication, it takes participation, you know. So going forward, you know, if you ever see this channel slow up, know that we are just recuperating. We haven't gone anywhere. You know, a lot of people start well, but they don't finish well. And a lot of people just give up because they expect instant results. You know, you work on the job and a system is put in place, and sometimes you're on the job and the things don't go the way you plan them. And unfortunately, people get upset because they're looking at key point indicators, right? Some of us know it as KPI. And these key point indicators show you the results, show you if you're doing well, are you doing medium, are you doing very poorly, right? And, you know, as a small streamer, we have to look at these things, right? We have to look at what we're doing well at and what we're not doing well at, right? So, yeah, you know, it's just one of those things. It's normal. For all the small streamers who are not doing well at this particular time and who are trying to build their channel and build their brand, our small business owners know that the race is not to the swift, not to the strong, but it's for those who can endure. Let me put it in layman terms. It takes one brick at a time to build a wall. You cannot build a wall just like that. It takes one brick at a time. It takes one stream at a time. It takes knowledge. It takes information to build your channel. So know that Idolist One is still on the job, right? We're still here. We're still going forward. This is like a stream broadcast that, you know, we encourage, we keep you updated, you know, with things that's going on. And you know, different turns, different policies that, you know, these social platforms are doing. So, as you know, we are looking collaborations for our channels, and we are actively putting that in motion to collaborate with other live streamers. So if you are interested, live streamers, podcasters, video podcasters, just fellow people who are in, you know, the genre of live streaming, connect. We work with you, you know, good people will work with you. You know what I mean? Because again, we are striving for a goal. We are striving to get to that level in broadcasting our channel so that it can be sustainable. But we can't do it alone. We all know that. We can't do it alone. That's why companies merge, right? And then team up and then make one company or one channel. You know what I mean? Some are fortunate. They can excel on their own and they are brand all on their own. I haven't reached that level yet. I'll be honest. I haven't reached that level, and if I have perceived to have reached that level, I apologize. But I know in myself, I need help. I need to network and teamwork, which is the standard, right? The standard for any genre you're in. You will eventually do collaborations. You will eventually network with people. You will eventually have to work with people. Sometimes we work with people we don't want to work with, but through the goal is the, it commends each other. You know what I'm saying? It commends you, it commends them. You work, right? For maybe a short period of time, maybe for, you know, a month, a week, a year. You know what I mean? You'll work with that individual. Preachers do it, right? The tag team preachers, you know. Some take the morning service, some take the evening service, and some take midweek service. And when convention come around, or conference come around, they support each other. Necessarily, is their doctrine the same? Basically, 9 times out of 10, no, the way they run their ministry and the way you run your ministry is two different things, two different atmosphere, two different ministry. But the goal in sight is to push your ministry to where it needs to be, right? Many artists do it. One sings a rap song and the other one sings R&B, but because the market is there for collaboration, the market is there for harmony and, you know, rapping, they collaborate. A lot of the great songs that we, and artists who do music, collaborate all the time. So even now with live streaming, people have to learn to collaborate, right? It's your house, but you have to invite guests, right? And when they come in your house, you have to respect that house, right? And you have to be hospitable. You have to be able to, you know, be global because you're on a global platform. So collaboration is something we are looking into, and we invite people to collaborate with us. And if it works out, we know that we did a good thing. If it doesn't work out, we try again. There is no giving up here, right? No giving up on this platform, because we know that we already have a challenge, you know? We have a challenge in this global space where, you know, there are more equipped channels. Right, people have more resources to push their channel forward, right? But we who are smart streamers, our resources are limited. So we acknowledge that, and we have no shame in our gear, but we continue to work at it, right? Because we must break the algorithm, right? At the end of the day, we have to break the algorithm, and when we break the algorithm now, the algorithm will acknowledge us because we put in the work. And I believe that, and I've seen it, it works. When you put in the work, the algorithm will break. If you don't put in the work, the algorithm will go, be very particular in who it pushes, right? And there are other factors included, you know, that I mentioned before. So if you didn't get those key points, you know, just go back and, you know, write them down. These are keywords, key points, and they help your broadcast, help your channel to go forward, you know. So that is good, man. We're not complaining, you know. That is good. We just have to put in the work, and we have to keep going, and we have to communicate and network with different artists and different podcasters and different live streamers, you know, and eventually we will break that algorithm, right? We'll get a breakthrough and our channel will grow. Big up to those grow hosts, those live streamers, those influencers, those podcasters who, you know, help I as we go forward. So many to name. Forgive me if I don't name your name, but you know who you are, right? Big up Goga, an amazing MNG, Lataya, EK, Elena Koya, Anytime, Anywhere, JD, big up yourself, MTC Creative, big up yourself, Fresh Links, new subscriber, big up yourself, Philam, Simple Life, Texas, big up yourself off the top of my head, here I'm going. Right, so big up all these channels, big up Instagrammers and TikTokers, Genius Diamond, you give trouble but still big you up, same way. Big up Fred Dangote, big up I Am OMB, big up so many to name, you know, Good Vibes K, Blessing Journey, Rosalie Williams, James, big up all of you who support I and keep I going. And even, you know, I just start mindset, big up yourself, big up yourself, Edgeways, Julieta Tango, big up yourself, Elena Koya, big up yourself, so many live streamers out here who contribute, you know, the Philippines and the Indonesia and the Russia and Jamaica and the Caribbean. Big up yourself, all of you, you know, Altia, self-care, big up yourself, all of the live streamers who contribute to this podcast, you know, so many to name, can't really name, mountain of inspiration, how can I forget you, so many to name, you know, we all want to reach there, you know, like in kisses. Big up yourself, P Shell, Latoya Cooking, so many to name. I can't even begin to name everybody, but I want to encourage everybody, right? And everyone, just keep going, man, keep going. Lay down the foundation, plant the seed, right? You might not have content, but the content will come, right? The content will come. Miss Monica Miles, walking with Monica. Walking purpose with Monica Miles. You know, pick up yourselves. I really appreciate it. A lot of times, you don't know what I'm going through in the background. But, you know, every now and then, because I have, you know, accessibility to the social media, you know, I just hop on and I send a wave, you know. I send a wave and I say, hello, how are you guys? You know, I'm here. I'm supporting, and that is what it is. That is what it is, right? Content will come. Content will make the difference naturally. But even if you can't do content, just support. You know what I mean? Send mega love shout out. Willie Rich, big up yourself, Willie Rich. You know, another brother will even encourage me because he's physically challenged, you know, but to know that him not give up, him just keep going. You know, the resources is not there, but he keep going because he have to keep going. What other choice do we have but to keep going and laying down the foundation so that when it take off, it is not a shock. You know, it's not a shock to us. We can handle it in good spirit. Right? We can handle it in good spirit. And, you know, this is the business. This is the business. You know, the business of handling business, stream management. It is not easy. Right? But eventually, you know, I guess somebody will write a book on it, and then we can follow the blueprint and we can make it worthwhile, right? Because we have a blueprint. But for now, most of us, we're taking piece here. You know, new technology come out, AI, we take a piece of that. Multi-streaming come out, collaboration come, we take a piece of that. Right, vertical come out, we take a piece of that. Horizontal come out, we take a piece of that. We put it all together and we make it work. Right, many of you guys, I know some live streaming is not your first love, right? Many of you guys, it's not your first trade, it's not your first craft, but now you have adjusted, right? You have decided that okay, we're gonna take it to another level, because we see content creators are now become a respectable profession, right? So you take it to the next level, and then you say, all right, now I'm a content creator, right? But content creator is more than that, right? So you have to follow some people, you have to connect with some people, right? You have to read some books. You have to watch some videos, do some seminars, right? I've been to a few seminars and a few webinars, right? We have to go to YouTube Creator Insider, right? That's in our studios, right? And we have to read, take some time and learn the business. It hurts when I hear sometimes people say, oh, I'm going to give up. What you giving up for? You're monetized already, but you're still giving up. Why? Why? You get where some people wish they could be, but you're giving up. But guess what? If you live a little, you understand. Say, all right, it takes a lot to get where you are. That's why you see people like I Am Mara and Wada Maya. Two big YouTubers that are laid down, and they're not just YouTubers, they're on social media, period, straight across the board. You can find them on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube. The big four, you can find them on all four platforms. And guess what? That's how they make a name for themselves. They didn't just put them egg in a one basket, then share themselves out. And because they share themselves out, they get love back. And where they are today, them still working, but them sustainable, right? So if one platform drop them, then they put on the next one, and people already know them, right? I believe between the both of those two guys, they have at least over 10 years experience in live streaming. 10 years experience, right? Meaning their channel didn't take off until after 10 years. And the reason why it took off so much was partially because of the pandemic. Well, you know, that is truth and that is what it is. But the fact is they still kept going. They still kept going regardless of pandemic. They still were committing themselves to put out content, committing themselves to network with other live streamers. There's another one, big one in Nigeria. That's all three of those, two of them actually, two come from Kenya. I didn't mention African Tigress. Two come from Kenya, African Tigress and I Am Mara. The other two come from Ghana and, one come from Ghana, Wada Maya, and the other one come from Teo, comes from Nigeria. All four of those individuals that I mentioned are big YouTubers, big social media influencers. So they even have sponsorships, and you know, we see for ourselves, we just have to go to their channel. So people, I implore you, don't give up. Don't give up. Don't hang in the towel. Don't say, oh, I don't have anything. If you have to slow down a little bit, slow down. No problem, you slow down. I understand. Any normal YouTuber will understand, right? That we know what it takes. It's a lot of work. It is a lot of due diligence you have to put in. It's a lot of, you know, re-evaluation of your channel, you know, whether it be the cover art, your logo, whether it be, you know, keywords, hashtags, you know, whether it be just hopping into a live stream and you're dead tired, but you hop into a live stream and you say, hey, I have to be here. I have to be here. Everybody know you have to be there. Everybody know that. Ain't nothing new. Everybody knows that you have to be there, because number one, networking is important. Iron sharpen iron. Networking is important. So everybody knows that you have to be there. If you don't be there, the algorithm eat you up. A lot of times it's not, oh, nobody supporting you. People supporting you, people remember you. But that's just maybe one or two, maybe 10 at the most. We're dealing with billions and billions of live streamers, billions of people who have accounts, billions of people who do content, and the algorithm have to do the process of elimination, right? The algorithm have to do its job. We have to do our job to beat the algorithm. Not true. Yeah, man, we have to do the job to beat the algorithm. And you know, niching is important too. If you have a niche, it's even better, you know. And that is probably one of the biggest obstacles that content creators face today, finding their niche. You know what I mean? Finding what works for them, or what feels like that works for them, you know, because you know, not everybody's gonna appeal to what you like, right? But if what you like is what you like, then there is an audience for it. It may not be a popular audience, but eventually it will get there. You know what I mean? I'll give you a perfect example. Most men, if you're shooting, your audience is for men. Most men like things that men like, right? Which is physical things, right? So like, say you like cars, right? You like cars. All right, you like cars. There are many things you can do with cars. You can build cars. You can fix cars. You can race cars, right? You can customize cars. Those four areas alone is a big audience. Big up Rasta Builds Cars. I believe that's his channel, Rasta Builds Cars. I watch this man fix all type of cars. Big up yourself. All right. This is a guy who found his niche. Plus, that's his life, where he just make his bread, right? Feed his family from that. But then he took it to the next level and he started make content, right? So big up Rasta Builds Cars. And you can find him on YouTube and TikTok and those places, you know. These are the niches that people have. Even the guys that I mentioned before, they are basically travel vloggers. You know, they go all over the world. They go to different countries and things like, even go back to Africa. Like, go back to Africa, sorry. He's another one. He's a traveler, you know, and he does life experience and him deal with, you know, society and culture, basically, you deal with society and culture and knowledge and truth and those things. So sometimes I take in these individuals, you know, they're not stagnant as some of us other live streamers who, you know, deal with commentaries. You know, you have another individual by the name of recent live streamer that I connect with, Razzy Grows, I think. He deal with Bitcoin, and plus he do his daily job, and that's his content. He just deal with Bitcoin and he give you all the information about Bitcoin and so on. Some other individuals out there, Big Red Smile, I believe her name is, she deal with Bitcoin and investments, and she make music and things like that. A lot of you females out here can cook. I would implore you, right? Especially, I know I subscribed to another one the other day, Miss Shibu. She cook all the time. She give us all the drinks and stuff. Go check her out. This is content, people. We have to get into the mood of making content by any means necessary, right? Any means necessary. Some of us out here, even though we do positive content, right? There are some out here that do negative content. No, I'm not knocking anybody, right? You can do as you please. It's your channel. You can do as you please, right? But I'm just showing you the bottom line, which is these platforms, and they're not biased, right? They're not biased. They don't say, oh, I'm going to promote this or I'm going to promote that. They don't have no particular favorites. They might, but as far as I see, they don't have particular favorites, because the reason why I say that now is because they're all over my feed. I get the good, the bad, and the indifferent, right? I get the dancers, I get the scammers, I get everybody will come across my channel. I get reggae, I get gospel, you know what I'm saying? I get cookers, you know what I'm saying? I get the everyday laborers, I get construction, I get electrician, I get telecommunication, I get satellite, I get conspiracy, talkers and theorists, you know, I get all the theologians, them, the preachers, you know what I mean, the gospel singers, I get everybody on my feed, right? And that is because, you know, I'm a well versatile person, but at the same time, it still go deeper. It shows you that the algorithm not partial. The algorithm is impartial, right? If you notice, there's a feature that says for you, right? Or recently uploaded, or you might say, I thought you would like to watch this. That is the algorithm right there telling you, hey, there's content and you should take a look at it. It might be interesting, right? Many of you who are hearing me, if you like what I'm saying, like, share, and subscribe. I really appreciate it. Connect. Go to the link in the bio. Italis One. I will connect with you. These are the things that we want you guys to take notice of, right? We want you to be aware of, because again, you know, content is key, you know, and there is no reason for us to give up, right? There is no reason for us to get discouraged. Yeah, life will throw curveball, you know. Your channel may have lost some subscribers, but you should be encouraged, you know. As long as your channel is still up and running, be encouraged, right? At the same time, connect with people to get information, to get knowledge of how to run a good channel. You know, big up yourself, Goga. Big up yourself, Lati. Big up yourself, EK. And, you know, Megalove shout out to a lot of the others, Frixie, Jai, big up yourself, you know, Simple Life, Philam, Simple Life, Texas, big up yourself. You know, these are content creators who encourage us to keep going on. Sanjay Wright, big up yourself, Sanjay from India. You know, big up yourself. These are people who say, look, it can be done, but you have to put in the work. I don't go into depth because I don't look at how long, I don't look at what they do, but I look at how they do it, right? And I try to work it in my own stream. So, yes, people, it is Italis one here. I'm still here. I'm still going. You know what I mean? Happy Monday. Happy belated Mother's Day. Mega love shout out to everybody. Like, share, and subscribe. I appreciate you. May God go with you. And hopefully we'll meet again. I appreciate you so much. Thanks for listening.